Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. Phones are open. If you want to join us, you can. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here tonight, we got more about price controls. You're starting to hear about them happening in Europe. Are they going to be coming to the United States as well? Of course, it's bad economics, but that doesn't matter to the politicians.
Yep.
Because they just want to win, you know, votes. They want to get reelected.
Yeah, it's going to start with energy here in the States.
I think you're right about that, because it's going to start getting pretty tough for people here.
By the way, I did finally check my bill.
Oh,
I was just dreading it. Yeah. I didn't even want to look at it, and went up $75.
What was it before?
It was a lot before.
You don't want to say?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay. I don't think I've gotten my new one.
And this was the same energy consumption
month to month
to the previous month.
Okay.
And it went up 75, and it was only delivery. So it was the same charge for the amount of energy that I spent, but it was the delivery.
The supplies went double.
Delivery
is the same price. Supply.
Maybe
double.
I got those backwards.
Yeah. Tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
All right.
And Conan.
We got the, so again, price controls, that's coming up. Also, we want to start out, though, with, we got into the AI thing last week toward the very end of the show with an update on the Lambda situation. By the way, Aria, any news from Google as far as whether you're in line or?
Regrettably, no. I suspect it's going to be one of those things where I'm in line for months,
God,
and by the time
long
that I'm finally allowed into it, we'll have forgotten about it, or it will be no longer interesting, or
there'll be something better. Yeah, if you want to get in line and wait.
This is moving fast.
I can get in line with all of them, right? It doesn't hurt me or take up any of my time for me to go online, register, and just sit there waiting on an email from them. And eventually they'll send me an email and I'm like, neat, right?
The AI thing is developing quickly. And just in the last few months alone, there have been different versions of this artistic AI that has come out. So the Lambda thing we talked about a couple months ago is a chatbot, something that will respond to inquiries and carry on a conversation. And there's different competitors out there that are doing the very same thing. Facebook has one that's just embarrassingly bad. We tested that a couple weeks ago. There's another one called Replica, which is better than Facebook's, from what I can tell. But it still isn't great. You had some experience with that one.
Replica is better because it uses an account, which means it keeps
track.
It remembers you from one session to the next.
Yeah.
Facebook, every time you refresh the page, you're a completely new person to it. It knows nothing about you. Replica is better in that capacity. Replica is a little bit better at carrying on conversations as
Facebook
well.
Facebook is terrible. Just from top to bottom, it's just bad. All it does is just ask you questions. It's not an actual conversational thing that it's doing.
But it's very much like they give back what you put into them, right?
Mm-hmm. So, well, of course, right?
It's like having a conversation with yourself. Its responses are hollow and empty, but if you don't read them as being hollow and empty, if you read them on a surface level of, okay, you know, something like, if you were having this conversation and chatting at a bar or something like that, it would be less weird. If you treat it like that, you can have a decent conversation with it, of bouncing stuff off of it and, you know, responding to it. But if you want to have an actual in-depth conversation where you feel like it's actually listening and responding to you,
or is intelligent in any way, shape, or form, that's not happening at those bots level, certainly not the Facebook level. There's another one called Emerson that I experimented with just one night, and then I put it down and didn't come back to it, that was pretty impressive. And that one's based on the GPT-3 model, which is the major competitor, I think, to what Google's doing. And Google is now supposedly letting their Lambda bot out into some form of a beta test. We have yet to actually see what's going on with that one. But besides the chat bots, there's also AI that is being developed in the form of artistic endeavors, meaning that they basically have And this is something that Bonnie and I have been experimenting with for the last couple months, and it's been a lot of fun. Testing out these different AI artistic bots or art bots or whatever it is you want to call them. Generated artwork. They're neural networks or whatever you call it. Where basically they've been trained on God knows how many
millions
terabytes or hundreds of gigabytes or whatever of data input, basically, looking at all of the art from all of the artists, right? So you can go back as far as, you know, Salvador Dali. In fact, they named one of them after Dali. The first, you know, big art robot thing is that's out there is called Dall-E, D-A-L-L-E. And then there's another one called Midjourney, and there's another one that just came out that I'm sure we're gonna talk about called Stable Diffusion, because that one's the most open source of all of them. But they trained it on all these artists, everything from recent artists, artists that are still alive, to artists that have long since passed away, artists you've never heard of, just all of the content that's on the internet, basically, has been absorbed by these systems. And they're labeled in some way, shape, or form to where these things have learned what an apple is versus what a tree is, right, versus, you know, whatever thing, whatever descriptor that is put into this thing, it will spit out artwork of that thing. So basically you give it what's called a prompt, and then it just goes.
Yeah, and it's still learning, and so sometimes you will create some really, really wacky images that the... For whatever reason, especially when it comes to, like, text.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever...
It can't do text real good.
Not very well at all. It's all about the prompt. It's all about your prompt logic, where there are basically rules that you use to tell the AI what you want. And sometimes you have to go back in and you have to refine and tweak. Mm-hmm. And or even sometimes just change, just try the same prompt the second time to recreate some other options. Usually you get like,
sure,
you can choose how many, what is it seeds?
Seed is like a mathematical number that sort of starts the robot or starts the AI onto its little generative path.
Yeah, you might get like, you can tell the AI how many options you want to spit out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go through and you can pick your favorite and you can run that one back through.
Yep.
So as far as diffusion is concerned, stable diffusion, I'm having, working with the AI, I know I could do it with Midjourney and whatnot, but I'm trying to get away from the text to image, which, mm-hmm, is real easy. You just type in happy bunny rabbit in the style of Dolly.
Right.
And it'll do it. But what I really want to do is manipulate current images, so it's image to image. And I can't get the Stable Diffusion to do that just yet.
Okay.
Because I want to manipulate maybe my own work, and I want to spruce it up, or I want to take someone, basically pirate someone else's work and just spruce the hell out of it.
Yeah, I've heard they can do that stuff too. I've heard they can fix mistakes and do all kinds of like tweaks to existing,
yeah,
artwork.
In fact, a lot of the really great work you're seeing that's posted online is in fact image to image. Someone has taken an image that he's either been already created by the AI, they've basically saved that image, and then they've spruce it up a second or third or fourth time to enhance, you know, what you're getting, what has been basically created. And it's brilliant.
It's incredible. And
is it, you know, what kind of future are we getting into? Because this is...
If the future's here right now. The future is basically that, and I've got a few stories I've been collecting over the last several weeks here, just waiting to have this conversation on you guys, because I think this is the right show. Tuesday night's a good night for this. But basically, you look at the response from some of the artists of the world, and
they're not happy.
Oh,
screw them.
Well, that's how I feel about it.
Make better art.
I'm an artist.
Yeah.
I focus on 3D art.
Mm-hmm.
You can check my stuff out, ConanSolidate.com, if you're interested in seeing.
I always forget
sculpture.
That. What's the website again? Because I don't remember how to spell your last name.
Conan Soliday, and it's like salad with an A on the end, .com. And I basically focus on sculpture.
You actually make art.
I make 3D art, which, by the way, is going to be the next. It's going to be,
the computer AI is going to start spitting out sculptures next.
3D sculptures, correct?
I want to clarify. You actually make like statuettes and the, you know, actual physical artwork, or you do 3D images?
No, he's
3D
got
renderings.
No, I have kilns. I have the whole nine. I make not just clay, but metalwork and the whole nine.
Okay, that's cool. I was just curious what you meant by 3D art, because when I think of 3D art, I think of like the
Blender.
Yeah, that sort of
stuff.
Thing.
Yeah, so
I played around with those programs, but I've decided I missed that train.
But you're right, though, Conan. I mean, certainly 3D printing is a technology that's only going to get better, so you're saying there's going to be some competition there as well. More coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-61.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Maybe you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the phenomenon of AI, artificial intelligence, art. It is growing. It's a field that's growing quickly.
Very quickly. Exponentially even, maybe.
They're getting a lot better in a very fast manner, and it's already awesome. Like, some of the works that these things can cook up in seconds. I mean, it takes, in many cases, less than a minute to generate a high-resolution, incredibly detailed piece of art on whatever topic you instruct the thing to do. And on top of that, most of the terms of service of these artificial intelligence art generators say that you own the output. So
that will change pretty quickly, I imagine. Once the attorneys get involved...
Why?
But copyright is all about
not for the open
making,
source.
If you make enough changes to an item, then it's yours.
Yeah, but there's massive amounts of money that is going to be in this.
Speaking of massive amounts of money, there's some money available for people that worked and lived at Camp Lejeune. It's a military base from 1953 to 1988. If you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you're probably entitled to compensation. Contaminants in the drinking water have led to these diseases, and there might be some deadlines involved, so you don't want to wait to call 888-918-1037. You can see if you or a loved one are eligible if you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and have had a serious health issue. The money's already set aside. 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. So, I don't know. What were you saying there about the AI? You think it's going to get shut down?
No, not shut down at all.
The copyright's going to
come in? Open source ones, obviously, you know, no one can do anything about that. But the ones that aren't open source, absolutely. There's going to be enormous amounts of money in this, and someone's going to find a way to monetize it. At that point, the copyright attorneys are going to get involved, and they're going to start making the claim that, you know, anything this AI generates belongs to this company that owns the AI or
but
whatever.
But that's not the way it's going. I understand you're predicting that it's going to make a complete 180-degree turn, but from what I understand, DALL-E, Midjourney, these are two of the biggest ones out there. There's some other ones, as I understand it, but all of them are crystal clear. It's not like hidden in the terms of service. It's right up front. Like, you own whatever it is that comes out of this machine. It is yours.
I get it.
And if one of them locks down, the other one is less likely to do so because they want to get the money. There is money involved in that people are paying for subscription services.
In the early days of social media, you owned your social media posts.
And let's not forget that this is technology that's moving so fast, and what do we know? Governments have a really hard time keeping up with technology, and it's never moved this fast before. These old geezers making the laws are not going to be able to keep up with this, because as soon as they nail down something, we're already 10 years ahead. And that's where this is going to go. Like I said, it might be two-dimensional right now, but give it 6 months, and people will be 3D printing AI-generated images.
But they don't even need a law. I mean, as we're seeing with cryptocurrency now, with their application of laws from 2001 onto cryptocurrency and, quote, money transmitting, the operation of money transmitting businesses or whatever, they're applying laws that, you know, preexisted cryptocurrency by 10, 11 years.
And people will continue to find ways around those laws.
Well, yeah, and others will end up in prison. But what my point is,
sadly, they're gonna make examples out of
them. Yeah,
the
almost
they
never
get their
put
hands
people
on.
In prison for copyright violations. Almost never.
No,
happens.
But they sue the hell out of them. And I mean, it's not going to matter whether they have a law saying, "Hey, look, the artwork that's generated by AI belongs to the AI." They don't need a law. They just need attorneys and people willing to sue over it.
Yeah. And how are you going to prove? I mean, so say for example, I generate an image this evening, and I decide to start making T-shirts. And who's going to get mad? By the way, I'm surprised the Chinese aren't already doing this in mass, because they don't care two licks about IP.
Sure.
But I mean, if I start making all of my T-shirts are AI generated, the original image, and I'm selling, who's going to come after me? And why
no
does
one.
Anyone even care?
How would anyone know?
The only thing they would really care about is whether I was paying my taxes.
You could say the same thing about uploading, you know, the South Park cartoons to YouTube back in 2004 or whatever. Who's going to come after me? Comedy Central?
Well, in that case, Comedy Central.
That's completely different.
No, it's not about it.
I didn't create those episodes.
Man, I would love to finish a sentence at some point.
I did not create any of those episodes.
It was an emerging technology at the very beginning of it when no one cared about it. There were no watchdogs of it. No one was pursuing anything about it. Back in the day, people uploaded entire seasons of stuff
to eventually YouTube. Comedy Central did come in there and said, we own the copyright to this, take it down. And YouTube took it all down.
And eventually that will happen with this AI stuff as well. We're just in those very early days.
I completely disagree with you because it doesn't make sense given that there's competition in this field. And these competitors want to get you to buy their services, right? So why would they reverse course and say, okay, well, we've been letting you have ownership of everything you've generated, but now, no, we're not going to do that anymore. People are going to go to whoever it is that offers them that because these technologies, while there are differences between them, they all do incredible work. So, like, one versus another, if there's one that says you can keep what you make and do what you want with it, resell it, do whatever you want with it, that one's going to become the market leader.
Question. I haven't played with Midjourney yet, but whenever you produce some art, it automatically goes to your account where everyone can see your work.
Yeah, that's right.
If you wanted to snag one of those images and do something with it, how do you? Where do you go from there? Can you just download it to your computer and you can blow it up in Photoshop or do whatever you want with it?
In fact, actually, one of the other things that's been coming out
because that would be the first thing these companies do is they'll start making it so you can't just download your image, but you actually have to purchase it from them.
Maybe you
have your subscription, $10 or whatever, for 250 images or whatever it is. But if you actually want to grab one of these images you've created, you have to pay another dollar or so.
They might do that. Basically, they're just charging you for the computer time right now. Right. So it takes a certain amount of graphics card time to CPU clicks or whatever to make these images. But you had a question, and I completely... based on what it was.
Well, I was talking about how these companies are going to try to profit from future work, not just subscriptions, but they're going to try to take it to the next level. And then, of course, they're going to be competing with other companies, other AI. And then you're going to have open source options where you're using your own computer and graphics card and or CPU. You might take longer. Right. By the way, it takes me a long time. I'm Stable Diffusion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all my... CPU processing.
And no one knows you
did it. And no one knows I did it.
There's also stuff like Gollum, which allows you to sort of use blockchain technologies to diffuse that processing power over an entire network, right? Instead of just your computer being the one processing it and creating that artwork,
right. You
use an entire network of computers to do it. It's saving you a lot of time, and you end up paying for it with some cryptocurrency token or whatever. In the case of Gollum, it's Gollum, and it's mostly used for like Blender 3D and stuff like that, but these technologies certainly already exist. So it'll be interesting.
And they're only going to get better from here on out.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, this sort of open source AI evolve that further.
Well, they're already winning art contests. Conan, you've got a story about this. It was a state fair, fine arts competition. Somebody had some artificial intelligence generate some artwork.
Yes, they did.
And they printed them out.
And they won.
And they won the contest. And now, of course, real artists are all up in arms about this. So we'll get into that story coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us here. Sure.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. top Biden administration officials will be on the road to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The White House says President Biden will speak at the Pentagon. First Lady Jill Biden will be going to Shanksville, Pennsylvania to deliver remarks. Vice President Kamala Harris and the Second Gentleman will be in New York City. During Tuesday's COVID-19 response briefing, White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha urges everyone to play their part in preventing COVID-19 from spreading as flu season comes around.
We have a vaccine that matches the variant that's out there. It's critical that Americans protect themselves, protect their families. And if people step up and do what is necessary, we can get through this fall and winter with far less suffering.
Kids are back in school in Uvalde, Texas. Ukraine is working to rebuild even as the Russian...
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Your thoughts are welcome on the future of artificial intelligence-generated artwork, especially if you are a physical artist, somebody, or a digital artist, somebody who spends their time creating.
Trying to make a living.
On a canvas, yeah, and trying to make a living. Is this going to hurt you, do you think, and how bad? Is it already hurting you? You want to call in, you're welcome to join the show, 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Are you ready to start learning about another cool new technology, which is, of course, cryptocurrency? Get on over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. And what a great time to start getting into cryptocurrency, because the price has dipped down yet again. Earlier today, it had dipped below $19,000 per Bitcoin. And maybe it's going to keep going down. We don't know. Right now, $18,856 for one Bitcoin. Certainly one of the lowest prices it's been at in the last 2 years.
Of course, it's still right around its previous all-time high, though.
Correct. That it reached in, like, 2017, I think it was.
Yeah.
So you can learn more. Go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll get some introductory videos there that'll get you some of the basic concepts that you ought to really understand or at least have a grasp on before you get into buying some cryptocurrency, which you can also do through Bitcoin.com. So, Conan, let's get into this story about this victory for AI art. It was entered into a state fair, I believe it was Colorado,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was not identified as AI art, was it?
Let's find out.
All right.
I know it was entered into the digital created contest. So
okay.
Let's see, see what he actually said about it. This from CNN Business. Jason M. Allen was almost too nervous to enter his first art competition. Now his award-winning image is sparking controversy about whether art can be generated by a computer and what exactly it means to be an artist. In August, Allen, a game designer who lives in Pueblo West, Colorado, won first place in the Emerging Arts Division, a digital arts digitally manipulated photography category, at the Colorado State Fair Fine Arts Competition. His winning image, titled Theater d'Opera Spatial, translated as French for the Space Opera Theater, was made with Midjourney, which I haven't even tried yet. I know that you have, Ian, which is an artificial intelligence system that can produce detailed images when fed written prompts. A $300 prize accompanied his win.
I'm looking at the image here, which is a photograph taken of his printed artwork with the the ribbon next to it and then the little title card. It doesn't say anything about Midjourney citation AI created art. It's just got his name.
Well, why should it, right? I mean, that's like saying that, you know, foods at the store should be labeled genetically modified or whatever.
Oh, like, I don't care.
I mean, obviously, I'm not saying that you do.
I'm just saying it wasn't there.
Right.
So the people that were viewing this just presumed that it was created by this person. And
well, it was.
He did create the prompt. He's the one that cooked up the words
right.
That Midjourney then spit out this artwork.
And like we've talked about before, you don't always get, you know, there is prompt logic involved. Mm-hmm. You have to...
Some prompts are better than others.
You have to be creative, and you have to kind of know the rules. And there are actually guides out there. It's like, all right, if you're going for this... image, this sort of output, you know, these are the prompts that you might be interested in testing the AI and go from there. And sometimes a lot of trial and error is involved.
Certainly for the people that are the more artsy kind of creative types, I don't tend to consider myself that. I've never been good at art, but it is also interesting to just come up with a basic prompt. You can put in just one word in some cases,
yep.
And it will create something pretty beautiful. So you don't have to go crazy with it to get it to turn out. So you don't really have to be an expert or anything to get it to turn out something that's just going to blow your mind.
Right. Allen's winning image looks like a bright, surreal cross between a Renaissance and steampunk painting. It's one of three such images he entered in the competition in total. 11 people entered 18 pieces of art in the same category in the emerging art division. The definition for the category in which Allen competed states that digital art refers to works that use, quote, digital technology as part of the creative process or presentation process, end quote. Allen stated that Midjourney was used to create his image when he entered the contest, he said. So up until this point, when anyone else who has entered into a digital technology contest usually had Photoshop, mm-hmm. and they were going in there with their paintbrushes, and they were
doing it the hard way.
I when it comes to my 2D art, I've always considered myself a collagist or a composition
mm-hmm.
artist, where I love taking, you know, already found art,
okay.
found 2D images, and cutting them up and pasting them together, and then using, you know, shading techniques and whatnot to blend them, and then and even then using found art that already exists, it's still a lengthy process, and in order to get past that uncanny valley, you know, there is skill involved. And it's not there anymore. These AI generators are taking all of that and throwing it right out the window. And I think this is step one in entering into the singularity,
mm-hmm.
where transhumanism is next. If you want to compete and stay competitive with this guy, Allen, who just typed the prompt.
Typed in three prompts. Took him 3 minutes. I mean, it probably took him longer to resize the artwork and print it out than it actually did to generate the
artwork. Yeah, I think he actually printed it on a canvas or something.
Yeah, I don't know how he did the print job. But that's going to be the time-consuming factor here, is the actual turning this digital art that took seconds to create into a physical piece. Oh, and I remembered what I was going to say earlier. So something you talked about, blow it up in Photoshop. Well, now artificial intelligence has the ability to increase resolution. So you remember, like, in the old movies where they would be play some old video and, like, enhance. And anybody that knows anything about video knows garbage in, garbage out. You cannot extra resolution.
You are not going to see the face in the mirror in Blade Runner. Never. That doesn't work.
Doesn't happen. But now,
unless the original was a really, really high resolution, and the pixels were there in order to do that. That usually is not the case.
But now, you can run these generated, because a lot of these generators, like the one you're using, Stable Diffusion, which is something you can run on your own computer, you can't get a very high resolution output from it unless you've got a balls to the wall.
Unless you want to sit there for a little process for an hour.
You can't even, because it'll run out of RAM.
I've already done that a couple times.
You can only go up you can't even get HD, basically, out of these things. But what you can do is you can take your generated image and you can put it through one of these AI rescalers or upsizers or whatever. And I don't know what kind of magic it uses to do this. It's probably not perfect. And I've heard that it doesn't work well on, like, human faces. So there's certain restrictions or whatever, but on, like, a landscape or something like that, it can just upscale this thing and you cannot tell that it's been blown up. It doesn't have, like, pixelation or anything like that. It's you want to look for something called Real Esrgan. It's like Esrgan. It's a really strange thing. Anyway, that's something you might want to consider looking at, Kanye, but go on.
So, anyways, some responses from the artists out there.
Oh, you've got those too? Okay, yeah. I've got some of those in the Vice article about
Here's
that.
One.
Well, they're mad. They're so mad.
This sucks for the exact same reason we don't let robots participate in the Olympics, one Twitter user wrote. Which is, I don't know, there's some substance to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've taken, you don't have to have any Photoshop skills whatsoever to have created what this guy has created,
which
is beautiful. Here's another one.
Hold on, before you go on about that. The difference is, at least at this point, you can identify a robot trying to compete in the Olympics. You cannot identify, I don't think, just by looking at this artwork to say, "Oh, well, that's AI generated." How could you prove it?
They're going to have to create an AI that specializes in
identifying
AI created images. It's coming.
But the thing is, a lot of these AIs can riff on other artists.
Right, to Arya's point, maybe that's the when the copyright lawyers come out, they'll have their crazy dog sniffing AI that detects and sniffs out other AI, if that's even possible.
As of right now, they can't tell.
Nope.
So if you enter a piece into a contest, they'll have no idea whether you did it yourself, unless you've got a video of you making it yourself.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
Dan Conan.
We're talking about artificial intelligence generated artwork. One guy put together some pieces and he entered them into the Colorado State Fair and he won. Well, it turns out, though, this part of the story we haven't gotten to yet is this artist claims he spent 80 hours creating the artwork that the machine would only spend about a minute to spit out. So I guess I'm curious to see exactly what he did that took 80 hours.
Anyone who's ever played with these things knows that the results that get spit out at you are... they can be kind of wonky.
Mm-hmm.
There can be some aspects that are just absolutely gorgeous, and maybe if you're doing like a figure, I'm always interested in human figure, and so that's what I focus a lot on. Mm-hmm. You'll have a body that is just 70% beautiful, I mean just immaculate,
but the face is,
and it's missing
awful.
Its hands, or it's missing its face,
or it has four legs or something like that.
Yeah, typically its facial reconstruction is just horrible.
Yeah,
so how do you get around it? This guy actually explains, and this is what I thought was the case. I believe him. I think he actually probably spent 80, maybe not 80 on one, maybe on all three. But his response to the haters,
Which we're going to get into.
I'm sorry.
But I want to go to your phone calls and thoughts here first. It's Ian, Aria, and Conan in the studio tonight. Let's talk to Jimmy. He's in Missouri, listening online via TuneIn. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I sent some. I use Midjourney, but. I sent some AI art pieces to tagged you, or Ian, and Bonnie with these, as well as a video that I thought was really cool that actually does image-to-image AI generation And what the person did is they created a really trippy video. It looked like an acid trip or something, or what I envisioned one would look like. But the art that I did, I gave it the prompt of a libertarian society, and it gave me it spits out four images, and all four of them were really cool looking. They were these really futuristic looking cities with a bunch of beautiful green vegetation and everything, but no roads.
That's nice. I like to hear that it's not some Mad Max-esque terrain with skulls and mohawks.
Were there no roads because there were flying cars?
I was going to say, where we're going, we don't necessarily need roads, right?
I didn't even see any vehicles that it spat out, but also did an authoritarian society, a communist society, and a socialist society, and they all looked the same. I kid you not. They were all really dark, full of just people standing around looking at a stage, and a lot of red and stuff. It looked like something like
Joe Biden giving a presentation up on stage.
Exactly. It looked terrible.
Now, were you an artist before getting into AI art?
Oh yeah, I've been a 3D artist for years.
Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts on this? I mean, as far as
three-dimensional graphics,
from an industry, from a professional's perspective, what do you think this is going to do to the industry?
I actually think it's going to improve it quite a bit, because sometimes as an artist, what you're looking for is inspiration,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes, like what I've been using Midjourney for mostly, is to kind of give me an idea of something I have in my mind, but just can't quite completely visualize until I see something, and kind of it gives me a target to go after, basically.
So would you say that the AI art generators are more like tools than they are competitors?
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, definitely more like tools. I don't really see them ever getting to the level of being more of a competitor, really, because technically, even with 3D computer graphic arts, you know, it's not too different, because you're still putting in information into a 3D program, and it's giving you, you know, something, a facsimile of what you're putting into it.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget, this same conversation occurred way back when photography was classified, was just being classified as the new emerging art. And guess what? It also happened when Photoshop came out on computers. All of the artists were up in arms.
Oh, no.
Look at this. This is not art. And by the way, they usually get their ways. The artists, these elitist snobs, and by the way, I've rubbed shoulders with these guys. I know who you are. You know who you are out there listening. bunch of snobs is what you are. Mm-hmm. And this is why I have always been more favorable towards, like, illustrators. And, you know, because one of my favorite artists of all time is Frank Frazetta, who does the Conan and the paintings, the oil paintings, and the Death Dealer and the whole nine. Dude was never considered an artist.
Mm.
Always an illustrator,
because
he did book paintings. And not until he died. And his paintings started selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars a pop. But you know what? When it comes to these guys crying and boo-hooing, nah. You know, this is what has come. This is a new tool, and I'm already using it. I'm already know what I'm doing, because I've already been I've been using Photoshop and found art images off the internet, other people's, you know, creations, cutting them up and doing what I want. It's a tool. It's there. I've made it my own.
Right, and that's legal, right? Like taking a piece of somebody else's art and working it into your own. That's your own creation.
As long as you make enough changes to it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a new tool.
You mentioned that, you know, this conversation goes back to Photoshop and stuff like that. It goes back way longer than that. I remember when Garry Kasparov lost the game of chess to Deep Blue Jr., and it was this huge deal. And, of course, he threw a fit about it.
When was that? Was that the 90s?
It was the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
The automobile. Look at all the horse and buggy manufacturers, the horse trainers.
Well,
they
did go out of business for the most part. I mean, the automobile did put that other business down.
Yeah, otherwise New York would be nothing but manure right now.
But what did you finish your thought about the
chest? No, there was quite a bit more I was going to say about that. And, of course, he made exactly that argument, saying, well, how much longer until computers are making our art and writing our music and our poetry and stuff like that? He was just extremely irate about it, just like the artists are. And, of course, that was always going to be the case. But even before that, I mean, you mentioned the automobile. It goes back even further than that to the American myth. I don't know if it was a real story or not. We talked about that a bit during the break of John Henry. They wrote this entire myth about it. You know, he was the greatest worker ever, driving railroad spikes into the ground or whatever to allow, you know, to build railroad tracks or whatever. I don't know.
I've never even heard
of that works or whatever. But
folklore.
Yeah, but they created this machine that was even better at it. And as the myth goes, you know, he gave it his all to prove that humans were just better than machines, and his heart gave out.
Yeah. He died trying to compete with this machine, I think that analogy is, you know, it stands true to the, to human society, human nature.
The machine doesn't need a break. The machine doesn't need to take it easy. I mean, it'll break down every now and then, but for the most part, it could keep running 24 hours a day with proper oiling, and it doesn't get tired.
I think that as long as you always remember that these machines were, in fact, built by humans. So in the long run, it's just as we've been saying, it's just another tool, it's another advance, and if we use it correctly, we use it in the correct manner, it's only going to make our lives better.
Jimmy, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I just I love Midjourney. I use it. You know, for several hours a day. And you do got to remember though that they do have certain words and topics and stuff that are banned on there. Like they don't like a lot of you know, gruesome, nasty stuff. You can't say TP or.
I tried, Bonnie and I were working on this. Bonnie put in something like you know, Joe Biden as Hitler or something, and it wouldn't let it go.
Get
because
out.
The word Hitler is banned on Midjourney.
Oh, God, if we just can't have anything nice these days.
But you can do it on Stable Diffusion.
Yep.
Which is a complete.
You could probably do Joe Biden as Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, probably. We ended up just putting in like Joe Biden as the dictator from V for Vendetta, and I came up with some good ones. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jimmy. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, Midjourney's cool because it's open beta right now. So unlike DALL-E 2, which is one of the other major ones, that one's completely closed beta. Maybe you'll get an invite, maybe you won't if you give me your email. But anybody who goes to midjourney.com and has a Discord account can jump into the Midjourney server and just start playing around. And I think they give you like 25 generations
first,
free,
yeah.
And then you can, you know, spend $10 or $30 a month. And $30 a month, you're never going to probably hit the limit of what you can do with that. 10, you might if you're really busy on it. But it's a pretty cool service. But as he pointed out, there are restrictions. And that's, to me, one of the biggest issues. We can talk more about this guy that won the contest, and your calls and thoughts are also welcome. The restrictions are, you know, for somebody that loves freedom, one of the biggest problems with the AI-generative art world, because all of the centrally controlled systems have things you cannot generate. It will not allow you. But Stable Diffusion appears to have changed all that. More coming up. We'll tell you more on the way. Hour 2.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.